On today's podcast episode, we're talking to Michaela Alexis, and we're talking all about LinkedIn for local business. It's going to be a good one. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Bruce Irving. Today's episode is all about LinkedIn for local businesses. It's going to be a good podcast. It's a pretty long podcast, longer than what we usually do, but it's really a ton of good information about how you can leverage LinkedIn if you're just getting started, how you can leverage LinkedIn if you're a local business. Should you have a business page? Should you use your personal page? All with Michaela Alexis, who we met. Well, we didn't meet. I think we met online first, but we both spoke at Social Media Marketing World, and she has a ton of information. She has a huge following on LinkedIn and does a tremendous job building that following and converting those followers into customers for local businesses. So that's what we're talking about all today on this podcast. If you haven't yet, hit me up on Instagram. We are in the midst of the 30-day or 20-day Instagram challenge. It's going really well. We are about halfway through as I'm recording this podcast. And people are having success. They're seeing their engagement really jump up, their follower count grow, and their reach on Instagram double and at some points triple. So we're going to be doing it again. Sit tight. I know there was a lot of people who wanted to join. I wanted to get this initial 20-day Instagram challenge under my belt and really make sure that we have a good system down. So now we have a good system down. We know exactly what you need to do. So the next 30-day challenge for Instagram is going to be happening in probably a week or so from when this podcast episode comes out. So if you're interested in joining us, head over to thebruceirving.com. You can email me from there or hit me up on Instagram, since we're doing an Instagram challenge, at thebruceirving, and let me know you want in on the 30-day Instagram challenge. Grow your follower base, grow your engagement, build your customers using Instagram. Find local people in your market who you can engage with and follow and turn those local followers into customers for your local business. If that sounds interesting, hit me up at thebruceirving on Instagram. All right, let's get into today's podcast episode, all about LinkedIn with Michaela Alexis. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Very excited for my guest, Michaela Alexis. We're going to talk all about LinkedIn today, which I'm super excited about because I feel like I need some help with that. So Michaela, first of all, thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm on my afternoon brew. I don't know about you, but like I always do a refresher around, it's 3 p.m. here. Yeah. So I'm fully caffeinated and ready to go.
I don't refresh mine. I just keep it all level the whole day.
It's just one cup of coffee, right? That's if you right. don't like refill it, that's what like the doctor ordered, one cup of coffee.
Yeah. He's like, how many cups of coffee? I have one cup. It's just never empty.
You know what's funny is that I heard the other day, my husband was telling me, he's like, you do realize that when your doctor says one cup of coffee, it doesn't mean like a mug of coffee. And that like blew my mind. Like I was like real panicked when I heard that because I'm like, that is true.
It doesn't? But, whoops.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time I've ever really talked to you, but we run in the same circles. We, you know, we both have spoken at Social Media Marketing World and been on Michael Stelzner's podcast. So I was really excited to have you join me and talk LinkedIn because I feel like, first of all, I always feel like I regret 50% of the invitations on LinkedIn I accept. And I want to know how do those people trick me into accepting those invitations, first of all, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But how did you get started with LinkedIn? Like, where did it start for you? Because you seem really young. Like, and LinkedIn to me doesn't seem like a
platform. It's all the coffee.
Yeah, you're all excited. Like, it doesn't seem like if I think of LinkedIn and someone who's an expert in LinkedIn, it would be like, you know what I associate it with? Don't take this the wrong way because it doesn't apply to you. I think of it like, you ever meet a real estate agent? And my wife's a real estate agent.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. So you see their picture on the card. You're like, oh, I'm going to call them. And then they show up. You're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of LinkedIn.
I'm a biracial 34-year-old woman.
Yeah. So. And it says millennial on your LinkedIn. Like you work with millennials for LinkedIn. So I'm excited to get your perspective on LinkedIn because I don't feel like that's a perspective that we get a lot.
Good. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So how did you get started with LinkedIn?
So my story is, I like to think of it as kind of like a Cinderella story, only instead of a glass slipper, I have my chipped coffee mug. I started on LinkedIn in 2016. I was laid off a month before my 30th birthday. And that was one of those like pivotal life moments for me, because I looked at my parents and like they had all of their stuff together at that point. Like they were having kids, they had like the house, they had the stable careers. And here I am like trying to figure out how to pay my rent before my employment insurance kicks in, right? And so, you know, and the other thing was that I felt like I had followed all the rules at that point. Like, how come, you know, I'm following the blueprint and nothing really seems to be working for me. I keep kind of falling into the same sort of jobs, leaving every few years and starting back from scratch. And when I was laid off that last time, I started to really think like a marketer, you know, how would I market businesses? Like as job seekers, we're just putting out a whole bunch of resumes and hoping that someone's going to call us. Like that's a terrible marketing strategy, right? Imagine if you were to go into a company and say, just print a whole bunch of pamphlets and send them out and hope that somebody hires you, right? You wouldn't do that. And so I started thinking, and this was kind of before this whole personal branding was even a thing. Like I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, I feel like there has to be a better way for me to find the right, not just a opportunity, but the right opportunity. And so originally on LinkedIn, I was sharing content about social media and marketing. And then I started sharing my experience as a job seeker. And that was like my first aha moment, because I didn't really care if anybody was listening at that point. I had nothing to lose. Like I had zero clout, like no job, like a couple hundred followers. Like what did I have to lose? But all of a sudden my inbox was filled with people that wanted to know what interviews I had got on that day and like were telling their bosses about me. And like, I ended up turning down 4 job offers within a 2-week period.
Wow.
Just by sharing content and basically doing like inbound marketing. But for me as a job seeker, that's essentially what I was doing, is attracting the right types of companies to my profile. And I wrote this article called How I Landed My Dream Job in 2 Weeks on LinkedIn in March 2016. And it was literally for all of those people that just kept harassing me, being like, what's the details on your job search? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, here's where I ended up landing. And for any job seekers, like, this is a brand new strategy that worked really well for me, and maybe it might work for you. And so I never had any intentions of it going viral or anything like that. I literally wrote it and within half an hour, like stole some memes off the internet, like threw those in there. Again, I had a few hundred followers. So like, I didn't really care. I just wanted to share this message, and left my computer, went off to do some errands. Half an hour later, came back, tried to open the LinkedIn app on my phone, and it just kept like opening and closing. And I'm like, okay, that's weird, but LinkedIn has all sorts of glitches, so not a huge deal. I go on the desktop version, and for the OGs on LinkedIn, you might remember that there was a section on your profile where you could actually see like all like pretty advanced analytics of like people that are visiting your profile and how many people are visiting. So I go to that section and it keeps crashing. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I look in the top right corner with connections, and I'm just seeing like thousands upon thousands of people trying to add me, like people around the world, job seekers that like were inspired by this story, and ended up, you know, hitting like 13,000 new connections within that first week. And that for me was really exciting as a marketer, because I felt like, wow, there's this like this huge like blue ocean of opportunity on LinkedIn that everybody is too afraid to go for. It's like, there's a space for people like me to come in and share these real stories, these real experiences about challenges that people are having in their career. You know, everybody was telling me it's personal and professional self, and what you're supposed to post on LinkedIn is like the giant check and like you posing like with the cheesy smile beside it, or here's the trophy that I won, you know. There wasn't anybody that was talking about fear of failure and rejection, the stigma of being a job seeker. And so I'm like, hey, again, I mean, at that point, I did kind of have something to lose because I had landed this amazing job. But I still was like, this is an amazing opportunity for me to serve people on a level that I just never expected. And so I have been sharing my career experiences and my personal experiences over the last 4 years, and eventually got to a point where the demand for this type of service was so great that I was able to leave the corporate world. And I've been consulting and training both companies and individuals on how to leverage the power of LinkedIn since 2018.
Wow.
I don't know. So like, isn't time a weird thing right now? I'm like, what year? Is it still 2020?
March 2020 was 4 years ago.
Right. Exactly. So I'm really, I don't like to say that I'm lucky, but I'm really grateful that something that started off as like a passion project and just something that I was curious about ended up turning into this career that I'm absolutely obsessed with.
So do you find that a lot of younger people are starting to gravitate towards LinkedIn as maybe they, as maybe a different platform than they normally would think of it? Whereas before it would be a platform would be like, oh, let me put my resume on there and look for a job. Do you feel like it's more becoming more of a social network than just a resume network?
Yeah, I think that the last stats that I saw, millennials worldwide accounted for the largest demographic on LinkedIn currently. So there's certainly more and more people. I mean, there's 2 new users that are signing up on LinkedIn per second. 3 new people are being hired through LinkedIn per second. Wow. They're almost at 700 million users, but more than just like the quantity, the culture on LinkedIn has changed dramatically. When I started, like I mentioned, like I look at some of the comments and people hated me on LinkedIn for the first year that I was there because they're like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to talk about your feelings. Like there's no emotions. There's no room for emotions in business, Michaela. And I just felt like, no, the business world, like something's changing, something's shifting. People are hungry for real connections. Like we don't have this 9-to-5 anymore. Yeah. Like everything is mixed together. So we need to find a way to survive. And the only way to do it is to be true to yourself.
I very much dislike when people tell you how you're supposed to do something on a social network. Like there's many times when we have mastermind groups and we have clients and I'm like, that is not going to work. And then they post it and it works. And I'm like, what the hell do I know? I guess there's no,
I mean,
there's
and
no
you
rules.
Never know, really. You never really know, right? Because it's human emotion. I mean, I've been in marketing for the longest time. And, you know, the fact that this sloppy, unpolished article went viral, I mean, there are lessons that you learn throughout, right? Yeah. I'm sure that like for anything that you create, you can look back and be like, you can kind of connect the dots afterwards.
Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes I create things that I think are still that I think are awesome. And people are like, not really.
Yeah,
Michaela,
right? You, sloppy, unpolished. You could have put podcast and video for me and our first 50 after those 2 words. And it would have very much summed up.
You know what? That isn't that like the best part, though? Like, let's be real. Like, I mean, there are like growing pains and all that stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like when I think about that time in my life, it makes me so like nostalgic for it because it's that moment when you don't really know what you're doing. You don't know what you're falling into. You're just kind of following your heart and your gut and like hoping that things work out. And I think that's like something that you should always retain when it comes to marketing anywhere is just that spirit of like adventure. Right?
Yep.
To try things that you haven't tried before and see what happens. Like I'm doing TikTok now. We were just talking about that before.
Yeah.
Most of my leads over the last month have come through TikTok.
Seriously?
Because I'm sharing LinkedIn tips on TikTok. And if you were to, like, I've been doing this for a long time. Like you were to tell me that that would be the case now, I would be like, you're insane. How does that even work? How does that make any sense? And yet that has been the case. So just try things and see what happens.
You would think, like, if you listen to the experts, right, or the people who are on LinkedIn who are, you know, telling you shouldn't post that, first of all, you wouldn't be where you are now because if you listen to them, you wouldn't have done the things you did to get to where you are. And the same with TikTok, right? Like, if you listen to TikTok experts or people who tell you how to market on TikTok, they would tell you, never talk about LinkedIn on TikTok. No one knows what that is.
I just talk about LinkedIn everywhere and just hope that it sticks.
I think you talk about what you know and what you enjoy.
I'm passionate about it. Like, and that's the thing is like, for me, it's not just a job because I have such an emotional story that's attached to it. Like really and truly from the bottom of my heart, LinkedIn has changed my entire life. If it wasn't for LinkedIn, I would still be working some like entry level job probably in marketing, like miserable because I'm not the type of person that can really play by somebody else's rules. And I live in Ottawa, Canada, which is a capital, but it's still not like a Toronto or Vancouver or New York or LA. And for people like me, if you were not born rich or well-connected or you don't live in a major city, LinkedIn and places like LinkedIn, platforms like LinkedIn are the great like leveling field. Like the fact that I'm able to now, like I have my own shoe with K-Swiss, and I got to work with, like my last client was Walmart. That, yeah. And none of those things would have been possible if it wasn't for a social platform that allowed me to share my heart and share my experiences.
So do you think the play for local businesses who are audiences on the podcast or people who work with local businesses on LinkedIn is to create content similar to the content they would create on other platforms?
Yeah, I think that there is a misconception on LinkedIn that it needs to be like this buttoned up, like you got to put like a blazer on your content and like the necktie that's like strangling you. You don't need to do that. Like there's actually a trend going on LinkedIn that I really, really enjoy. Parents are now at home working remotely. They might be teaching their kids, homeschooling their kids, or their kids are involved with e-learning. And so moms and dads are going online and they are updating their LinkedIn profile photo to a photo like as a mom, like with her hair still wet. She's got like her like hoodie on, because it's like, it doesn't matter if your hair is still wet and you have a hoodie, if you know what you're doing, if you have the experience, it doesn't make you more or less professional. And so I think especially with the pandemic, and this was already a trend before the pandemic, but the pandemic has just expedited this idea that we need to be more conversational with each other and we need to get down on a human level and move away from this like yellow pages billboard style marketing where people just want to connect with real people, especially now. Like I'm probably acting like a lunatic because I have my two dogs at home and that's it. Right. So when I get to see a person, then I'm like, oh my gosh, conversation, real conversation. And the same thing is true for the people that you're trying to reach. So ask them questions, engage with them, like share conversation, because they're really going to appreciate that on a different level.
Yeah. I love that. And I think that, you know, people are, I don't know if it's just hesitation or they care about what other people think too much, but they never want to like rock the boat. And I always feel like you shouldn't rock the boat in a way where you make someone else feel bad, but you shouldn't like think about what you post on any platform. You should post what's helpful and you should post what you feel comfortable posting and not worry about like if someone's going to like it or not on the other end.
You know what my like guiding principle has been? Is what do people need to know about me in order to make the decision to connect with me, buy from me, or work with me?
I love it.
And I think that's really important because then it kind of opens up this whole realm beyond just what you do to also share what you're passionate about. I'm sure that you've noticed this, especially this year with the pandemic and masks and the U.S. politics and election and Black Lives Matter. There are so many movements where people are looking to see whose values align with theirs.
Yeah.
And so this idea that you need to, again, not rock the boat. Well, you know, I am a biracial woman. And so there are topics that are important to me. And I have values about equality that are important that I need my clients or my prospective clients to have, to be able to have a healthy working relationship with them. So think about sometimes with your content that you're almost pre-qualifying your clients. And that's how I have awesome clients, right? It's not just the stuff that I share about LinkedIn training, but it's also about the things that are important to me, about mental health, about following your passions, about equality and anti-racism and all of these topics that are near and dear to me that help me to find the people that I can best serve in a way that feels really good for both of us.
Yeah. And like you said, the content that you put out does two things. It attracts the right people and it repels the wrong people.
That's exactly it. You know? And I think you have to kind of like start small. I know that for myself. I mean, especially the older that my clients get, the more this has been ingrained that there's a personal and professional self and you don't let them mix and you don't talk about your feelings. You certainly don't talk about your values or anything like that. And so it's a process of unlearning a lot of the unhealthy ideologies that we've had. I know for myself, like if you were to tell me years ago that I would be talking about some of the things I talk about on LinkedIn, I'm sweating just thinking about it because I wouldn't have started.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have just started. And so I dip my toes in it. But, you know, all of this stuff is not easy. Like when we talk about vulnerability, when we talk about authenticity, authenticity isn't something that's just a marketing ploy or authenticity when it's convenient. It's being really true to who you are so that you can attract the right types of people. And that certainly is not always an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Especially like too, for, you know, we work with a lot of local business owners, restaurant owners, local business owners, and they try to find employees as well, right? And like, if you do that, like what you just talked about, and you put that message out there, you're not only going to find good customers, but you're going to find the right people who want to work with you or for you.
Right. Exactly. That accept you for who you are. And all of those things are important so that you have a real healthy relationship rather than a transaction. That's what I'm always trying to avoid, is how can I take this relationship from like a transaction to like a friendship. Like, I swear I have some clients where it's like the hours finished that we're like consulting together. And I'm like, oh, dang, like, we don't want it to end, because, and that's how it should feel, right? Because you're giving something and they're giving you energy in return. And so that's a great space to be. So that's a benefit of showing up as yourself, I think.
How often are you publishing or posting to LinkedIn?
Yeah, I used to post every single day. Yeah. Because I thought that I had to. I thought that was just like what I needed to do in order for people to care about what I would say. And then I've taken a step back, and I probably post realistically like once a week. And here's why. Really? Is that I truly, yes. So actually I should clarify, it's a little bit different. So on my company page, I post pretty regularly every day, if not every second day, right? Because that's where I'm sharing all my training and my LinkedIn tips and all that stuff. My personal profile, I probably post once a week, because I really want to make sure that when I show up, that I'm showing up with the right energy. And when I say something, it's something that I really want to say, not just, oh gosh, I need to fill out this content calendar and I better just find something to say. Right. So everything that you read on my personal profile is something that comes directly from my heart. And I think that's why a lot of those posts resonate with people, because they know that it's coming from that space and not just like, okay, I'm just like checking off a box on my to-do list, right?
Yeah. So you mentioned company page. Should local businesses have a company page and a profile page? All right.
Yes. So even, and I'm going to, so this is what I want people to, let's like forget everything that we thought we knew about LinkedIn. Okay. Absolutely everything. Let's start from scratch. Not that much. So LinkedIn is essentially the world's largest networking event.
Okay.
700 million users. It's a networking event. This analogy usually works for people that like think that they're not tech savvy. Like, if you've been to a networking event and you've gotten business, you can kick butt on LinkedIn.
Cool. That's right? A good analogy.
Cause you just gotta like reframe it to be that way. Now, a company page is like, okay, imagine you're walking into the space with 700 million people, everybody that you could possibly want to talk to, even if you're a local business person, even if you're not in the B2B space, right? If any of your audience includes employed professionals, LinkedIn is an incredible space for you, because you can get in front of them.
Okay.
Now imagine a rep from LinkedIn comes up to you and says, Bruce, you know, we have this space right by the stage over here. We're wondering if you want a booth for your organization.
Done.
Like,
I'll take
no
it.
Catch, no catch, no, like, you know, we've both been to events, right? Like, they cost like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, right? Probably plus. I'm not part of those marketing budgets. but they're big, they're very expensive. And yet LinkedIn is offering a space that is unprecedented on a level that we've never seen before. And people are doing one of two things. They're saying, no thanks, I'm not really sure if I need it. Or they're setting up the page like they would with the booth, putting up all like the banners and everything, and then walking away from the booth, right? So a LinkedIn page is essentially where you can bring people in, you can serve your community, you can build a community around your products and services, and you can start nurturing those relationships and take them from follower to hopefully awesome paying clients.
And that's where you publish more frequently.
That's where I publish more frequently. That's where I share all of my tips and tricks. I mean, a lot of it is repurposed content, you know, and that's something that people don't think about a lot, right? I'm guessing. So with this audience, how many of them are small businesses?
90%.
Yes. Small businesses are my jam, because I am a marketing team of one. Yeah. I'm also the salesperson. I'm also the CEO. I'm also all the things. So people listening, do you have time to like just spend creating content for LinkedIn and hoping for the best? Probably not.
No,
so
I don't think they do.
Here's what you do. Find what already works, right? So for a lot of business owners, if you're going out in the community, maybe not anymore, but I have a lot of keynotes, I go to events.
Yeah.
Every time I go to an event, I write down how many pieces of content I need to get,
right? If that's a video of me on stage, I need to check that off of my list. If I need to do interviews with people that are attending, I need to check that off my list. So the same thing is true if you're doing podcasts, right? I'm doing a podcast with you. I can't wait for the recording because guess what? Bruce just set me up with like a month worth of content,
right?
And it doesn't mean that it's less valuable because it wasn't created exactly for that space if you're speaking to the same people. And that's the key, is to make sure that wherever you're speaking, so I'm speaking to small business owners, well, guess what? My audience on LinkedIn, those are small business owners on my page that are trying to level up on LinkedIn. So the audience is the same, right? So number one, it's about maximizing the experiences that you have. It's not just going on every podcast and like doing all the things that you can when it comes to marketing, doing right. the right things, creating the right content, and then finding as many creative ways to serve your audience in different ways. So that could be video. Some people are audio. So I'll have an audiogram of us talking that people can listen to, right? I might have a quote card with a quote from the interview that I had, right? I might write an article. Maybe it could be a transcript. I mean, the transcript would probably be a hot mess, so I probably won't do that. But like if you're doing a talk and it's like very polished, say that you're doing a TEDx talk, yeah. right? That's going to be super polished. You could have the transcript. You could create a PDF that people could download. Like I'm getting super excited because I'm a marketing nerd, but like there are so many different ways you can repurpose that. If you go and you speak at an event, why are you not getting video testimonials, right? Why are you not getting testimonials that you can put into like little quote cards that you can put into like PDFs on your profile and then on your company page? Like the opportunities are amazing. And actually, you know what I'm going to do for you, Bruce?
What's
and I've
that?
Never done this before. I'm going to give you a link so that anybody listening can get access. I have a downloadable that's like 100 different ways to repurpose content on LinkedIn.
Really?
Okay. I'm all about like, I'm team small business.
Excellent.
And so we got to find as many ways as possible to not just be in creation mode, but also get really hyper focused on creating great content and then find as many ways as possible to repurpose that.
Excellent. Yeah. We'll share that link out in our email and on the website. And you can, like, if you get the link before we get off the podcast here, you can kind of give a shout out to what it is and how they can get it. But so what I'm hearing you say is, so I've been doing LinkedIn, not wrong, but flopped, right? Like I've been posting a lot to my personal profile, but not a lot to our company profile. And I should flip those two around.
If that's not necessarily the case, because it's whatever works for you, right? Like probably, I mean, if I had more time and energy and I wasn't doing all these other things,
right.
Then I would probably spend more time creating on my personal page. I don't think that there's anything wrong with posting on your personal profile.
Okay.
The problem to me is the fact that a lot of people focus on one or the other. Right? It's either the company page and then they don't really care about their personal profile, or they spend all their time on their personal profile sharing content that should be on a company page. And the problem with doing that is now you're not able to create a brand that's bigger than just you.
Yeah, I think right?
Even though my company page is called Mikayla Alexis, you know, eventually down the road, if I hire other people, they could still share content about LinkedIn tips and tricks, right? Versus me just sharing from my personal profile. And I have seen this happen, by the way. I've had friends that have really worked on their personal profile and then they were using like a bot to send messages and they got kicked off of LinkedIn. And it was a shame because they had spent all this time building up their community. And yet if they had spent a little bit of that energy on their company page, they would have had at least a space that other team members could have taken over and continued to grow.
Yeah, I think I'm like you, like my company page is, we have a couple of employees, but it's mostly just me, like Smart Pizza Marketing, the local business podcast, it's me. But I think a lot of people listening have businesses that maybe they do have 10 or 15 employees and they don't want to use their, or maybe they do want to use their personal profile for LinkedIn, but they also want to create content for the business that doesn't have to be associated with them.
Exactly. And I think that, I mean, that's, I've run a business before. That's like a nightmare to have a business that is so intertwined with you that there's no escape. Right. And the other thing with LinkedIn page, I mean, there's all sorts of benefits of LinkedIn pages. Number one, like if you think about all of like the process that people have to go through to, find your content on your personal profile, it's pretty intense, right? So let's just say Bruce, he did this really cool video. He posted it on LinkedIn on Monday. well, only 40% of people are actually going to see that video. And that's like maximum.
On my right? personal because profile?
On your personal, because 40% of LinkedIn users are using it daily.
Okay.
So if they see it, if they go on the next day, it's very unlikely that they're going to still see it in their newsfeed, right? Because that content disappears. Now, unlike other platforms where you can just go to the person's profile on LinkedIn, you don't just see people's content when you go to their profile. They have to go to activity. They've got to go to posts. They've got, that's like, I call it the attic of LinkedIn. Like a lot of people, unless they're like very advanced on the platform, they don't know how to find it.
Right.
Versus your company page, where literally all you have to do is just click on the company page and you have a portfolio of all your work. So that's one thing. The other thing is that you can invite followers to follow the page. And, you know, I hustle hard as a one woman show to invite as many people as I can. But I always think about, man, I really wish there were like 10 Michaelas, because like, you know, I have 160 something thousand followers, but like, imagine if like there were 10 of me and we had a million all together, like wow. How crazy huge could that company page be? Right. And so for anybody that's out there that has more than a team of one, you certainly should be using a company page, because you can grow that at a huge rate as long as you focus on delivering great content. And also training all the individuals within your company so that you know how to invite their followers.
I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that this next couple weeks, is growing that, my
cool
page. So I'll let you know how it goes. A couple things I want to get to before, because I know I said I have you till for 45 minutes. A couple things I want to get to. Stories. What do you think of LinkedIn stories?
I just posted a story before I came on here. So here's my strategy. Okay.
Yep.
So we talked about personal. So my personal, cause people are probably like, what are you talking about? You have a personal profile and you have a company page and you're one person, right? Yes. So let me explain my strategy. I have my personal profile, Michaela Alexis, and that's where I share my career milestones, my motivational, inspirational content, things that I'm passionate about. So I really, again, if we're thinking of LinkedIn as the world's largest networking event, it's like my handshake. I'm going in, I'm shaking as many hands as possible.
Right.
Right. I'm hoping that some of the people's hands that I shake, they're going to ask for my business card. My company page is my business card.
Okay.
Right. That's level two of Michaela. If they don't get sick of me with the handshake. Right. Now with LinkedIn stories, this is what I'm doing. So on the personal side, because I have it for both. On the personal side, I'm sharing the behind the scenes. Like I'm one of those people that's always cold. So I was like posting a story about the ugly slippers that I'm wearing today. And I'm like, is anybody else like this? Like a complete nutcase when it comes to like being like hot and cold. And then, so it's much more casual, more conversational, more behind the scenes, just getting to know you. And I want you to feel like you're right here in my messy little office. Now on my company page, I am repurposing content, but not just any content. And I want to do a better job of this, but I've been experimenting a lot with TikTok. So right now I'm reviewing people's LinkedIn profiles on TikTok. So I'm repurposing some of that content, but I'm also repurposing tutorials that I'm doing.
Okay.
So if you look at the stories on my company page, again, strictly business. I keep it busy. Like, and every once in a while I might throw in something that's more entertaining. It could be like me dancing or something like that to like some LinkedIn facts or something. But for the most part, you're going to go on there and you're going to get like Michaela in teaching mode, right? So Michaela not in teaching mode behind the scenes, and then Michaela in front of the camera on my company page stories.
I love that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So your personal one is like a little bit more fun, and your company one is not as fun, but not boring.
I still think my TikTok content is fun, but I guess it's who you ask. I had somebody I have a different flavor of trolls on TikTok, and it was really exciting for me when I got my first one. Oh my God,
the trolls on TikTok are unbelievable. They're the worst trolls of all.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I've had it on LinkedIn, but I was like really excited that I had trolls on another platform. And so one guy who's like a teenager, he said, LinkedIn, what is this like 2012 or something like that? So I did a whole video. It was like a time warp video where I went back to 2012 and like, awesome. Then talked about all the amazing things that have happened to me through LinkedIn. But But yeah, so you can have fun on every platform. I really think that like there is so much room to entertain, but it's just trying to figure out like what, why did people sign up to my company page?
Right.
It's certainly not to figure out what slippers I'm wearing. You know, they want the LinkedIn goods. They want to learn how to level up on LinkedIn, how they can make their LinkedIn page better. And so I serve them in that way. And then on my on the personal side, people just want to get to know me, right? They just want to kind of see the behind the scenes, the silly moments and all that stuff. So it really comes back to why is that person following you? What are they looking for? And how can you meet me? How can you meet them at that point of what they're looking for?
Yeah, I love it. I think LinkedIn Stories has a shot. I just find that maybe it's the people that I follow. They're going to probably kill me on this one. They're kind of boring.
Oh, they're super. And this goes back to people just not knowing what kind of content works on LinkedIn. People, again, having this misconception that you've got to be really buttoned up, you've got to be really serious, or I'm sure that you've probably seen this too, here's a podcast that I was on, or here's this. It's like, it's not meant to be a billboard. It's just, it's called stories. Tell a story. Even if it's silly as like this morning, I was on a TV interview and I discovered on Zoom, now there's like different video, like filters, kind of like Snapchat. And I was like going bananas.
Is it on Zoom now?
Exactly. Right. Yes. It's on Zoom now. So I was like playing around with it. I'm like, has anybody else seen this feature? And then even when I find like a new app, I'll share that app. But like, you always kind of want to figure out, okay, what am I sharing? But why am I sharing it? Like, I don't care. You want to share a photo of your spaghetti and meatballs? Sure. But it should come back to, you know, like, I don't know, why SEO matters for local businesses.
Right.
If you can do that, cool. You can talk about spaghetti and meatballs all day. Like, people are gonna be like, why are we talking about spaghetti and meatballs?
Right.
But the whole point is that you start with the story and then why it matters. And so all of these topics that people thought were totally off limits for LinkedIn, I've been able to tackle successfully because I always bring it back to why this matters to me and my career.
I think it's a huge opportunity, stories, for people, because a lot of the people who are on LinkedIn probably aren't all on Instagram, right? With stories, or on TikTok, or on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're an anomaly who is good at those. So like, I think it's an opportunity to show, like, I would love to see some people who are like hardcore CEOs or business people show behind the scenes on stories of being a business owner.
So here's a quick tip for anybody that's listening that is a CEO that is like, I don't know if this would work for me. Always be researching. Always. If you want to be successful at marketing, you have to. And so even when it comes to TikTok, before I started creating anything for TikTok, I was looking at why it was working, because they, like, their user base was growing.
Yeah.
Same thing with like certain features of Instagram. It's like, why are these things catching on? Why is Instagram stories so successful? Why is TikTok kind of like a version of that, but a less like polished version? And so I could see the trends moving towards, okay, people are looking for more authentic content. People are kind of over this whole aesthetic on Instagram. If you look at Instagram and TikTok, they're very different in terms of like the content that's being created and the energy that's going into it. Why are stories so successful? Again, because people gravitate towards stories. This is something that has existed since the beginning of time. And this is a fun, easy, creative way to do that. People are also looking for shorter pieces of content. Yeah. We talked about parents being at home now, like they're doing e-learning and all this stuff. So a lot of people are not just going from meeting to meeting. They're balancing a million different things. They're vacuuming while they're on a business call, right? Yep. And so the trends are moving towards not just shorter videos, but more condensed version of value in those videos. So the original reason that I started on TikTok was because I know that I'm really good at 30-minute talks, right? 45-minute talks, an hour talk. But I'm not very good. I'm getting better now at 1 minute, 30 seconds. Like, that's a real big challenge to be like, how can I teach something in this period of time?
It is.
And when you start thinking about LinkedIn, the reason that content, I'm repurposing a lot of it, and it's working really well on LinkedIn as well, is because it's busy professionals. So even though they are looking for more, it's different content, they're not trying to learn how to do the Renegade, they still are trying to learn how to do specific things in a very short period of time. Yes, right? they want that like gold value in a minute or less. which is a huge challenge for marketers and CEOs, but it's also a really awesome opportunity to get super creative.
I'd love to have you back on it.
I want to focus there.
That's all right. I love, there you go. You're back. I'd love to have you come back because we'll talk, TikTok is I'm fascinated with. And since you've been doing TikTok, like I love to talk to people who are like doing a different social network than they're used to, but having success with it. Like, I think that's good for local businesses because they're not used to any of these social networks, to be honest.
Well, I want to point something out is that I have sucked so hard at everything I've ever done. Like, if you look at my original Instagrams, like I'm sure that you probably know this too, right? Like you start on Instagram, it's like, oh my gosh, I have a photo of a watermelon. That's my first photo. And I thought I was being so artistic and like, it was terrible.
Yes.
And I did that for years. And I'm a very slow learner. That's something that's different about me too, right? You see a lot of like creators and they're like 0 to 100. And it's almost hard to relate to because it's like, well, what about us slow learners that have slow and steady growth? But yeah. I'm like, I'm okay with being like a tortoise, you know, because it's like slow and steady wins a race. And you don't need to go from like, you don't need to think about even like when people are hearing like 160,000 followers. Yes, that sounds like a lot, but it's been over the last 4 years. And there's lots of people that have done that in a few months, right? Because they use all these growth hacks and all these things. But I'm going to be around. I'm going to be around 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So like, I'm good with like, even if I grow to 5 new followers, and that's what I want people to think about. I've had content that's gone viral on LinkedIn that's reached 2.5 million views.
Wow.
And has resulted in zero business opportunities because it was focused on helping job seekers or the story just didn't connect with what I offer, right? If I share a video on my company page that has 12,000 followers and 1,000 people watch it, that might end up landing me 3 new speaking opportunities. And so at the end of the day, it's really removing your ego because if the right people are seeing your content, it doesn't matter. Like 1,000 people is still a lot. Like think about yourself on stage in front of like 1,000 people. That's huge. It's been very rare that I've even gotten to speak on stage in front of that many people.
It is.
But sometimes we get like a little bit caught up in like, oh, I'm not growing fast enough or my audience isn't big enough. You know, you were talking earlier about people having, you know, even 20 followers. 20 followers, if you have 20 people buying from you, that's a, you know, a good start for a business.
Yeah.
And so it's just about learning how to number one, what your audience wants, what they're looking for, asking those questions. Polls are a great way to do that on LinkedIn. And a lot of people don't use it. Or they use it to be like, what do you think of our new brochure or something like that? Where it's like, it's such a great opportunity. If you're a CEO, be like, what do you hate about our product?
Right.
Like have the guts and have the, you know, the humility to say, what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? What do you want to see more of? What would you like us to create for you? You know, how can we serve you better? Because those are the things that have helped me to grow in my career and create this community of people that I don't do any outbound marketing. I don't do any sort of ads. I don't do any sort of emailing, cold calling, anything like that. And my clients are not small clients. I've worked with Walmart and Crown Plaza and K-Swiss and these big organizations now working with LinkedIn. And I have never once sent out a prospecting email or anything like that.
That's amazing.
But it all comes down to just serving your community. And then eventually you serve them so well, you over deliver so much that those people become your advocates, right? Those are my ambassadors that are out there and they do all the hard work for me.
Let me ask you this. So you started LinkedIn by talking about your job journey, right? Like your journey. Mm-hmm. So my daughter just graduated high school. Obviously it stinks. She graduated high school during the corona.
Must be weird.
It is kind of strange. But do you think that she could do the same thing now? Like if she's looking for jobs or opportunities in her field, should she go to LinkedIn and kind of talk about like the process?
Yeah. So let me give one message to your daughter. The one regret that I have in my entire career is that I started investing in my personal brand and on LinkedIn when I was 29.
Yeah.
My nephew is 16 and I'm teaching him how to use LinkedIn. because he knows how important it is. And all of a sudden I'm cool again, which is amazing. Like, I spent so many years being like the uncool, like, Aunt Mick, and now he's like, you have how many followers?
Yeah,
right, because he's just trying to get that like 500. He cares about the numbers, and that's pretty much it. But it's a good start, right?
I think that's I think that is what they should teach in school. I think that's what they like.
And I do go back to my high school whenever I can, obviously not with the pandemic, but because these kids are going out and they're already creating personal brands without really having any training behind it. Like, they're starting YouTube videos or they're creating TikTok channels, teaching them the basics of personal branding. And also, you know, what are the repercussions of some of the things that you post, is really, really helpful. So I do that wherever I can. But I have a friend, Natalie Rizzo, and she's amazing. And she graduated. I don't know where she's working now, but she's worked for like YouTube and all these huge organizations. But the last time I checked, I think she was at like 500,000 followers. And she started on LinkedIn as an intern.
Really?
And all she would do, I shouldn't say all she would do, but what she did is that she would share her experiences being an intern. And that's something to consider, you know, with your daughter. It's like, I don't know what it's like to, like, I was just, you know, you saw my reaction. It's like, that must be so weird to be a high school student graduating in the middle of a pandemic. The only person that can tell that story are people like your daughter.
Right. Like, it right? has never happened before, like, in our
It's
lifetime.
Never happened before. And what's nice about that is that if you can have people invested in your story at, like, stage one, like, chapter one, they're with you for life. Yeah. Like, the gig that I got with Walmart was one of my very first followers. He was working at Walmart, and he ended up kind of getting promoted. And then when they were looking for a trainer, he was the one that recommended me. And so those people really become your ride or dies, because they have seen where you started and watched you grow.
Yep.
And so I think the best place to start for not just your daughter, but for anybody, is just now. Start where you are with what you've got and figure it out as you go, because it's never going to be perfect when you start, and you're going to make mistakes along the way. But something is better than nothing. I'm doing like an exercise video right now, and it's like 7 minutes lazy girl workout. Yeah. And I keep telling my husband that. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, something's better than nothing.
It is. 100%, I totally agree with that, because like you said, if you wait till it's perfect, or you wait till you 100% figure it out, like if you waited until you 100% figured out LinkedIn, TikTok would already been popular, and you'd been like, all right, well, maybe I should go TikTok.
I would probably still be waiting, because I was so used to doing these pretty white papers and these pretty infographics, because that's how I had been trained. I went to university and I learned how to create the perfect essay. And then, you know, I had all these experiences in marketing and learned how to create the perfect infographic. And so the fact that I think probably the biggest blessing in my life has been that I put out that article on how I landed my dream job in 2 weeks, because I got to see firsthand that people don't care about the colors that you use. They don't care about your logo. They care about the substance. What's there? How is their life transformed by what you're sharing? And if you can do that, and it doesn't have to be anything huge, you know, how I landed my dream job. I mean, I guess that's kind of dramatic, but I shared smaller things too, right? I had a friend, and he told me a story that I shared once about looking down. He had a mentor that told him to look down, and because there's so much life that happens in between the cracks of the sidewalk. So many people are walking forward that they don't ever see those little flowers that grow in the middle of like the cracks of the sidewalk. And I thought that was just such a beautiful analogy that I shared that online. So it can be as simple as a crack in the sidewalk that you share.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to tell her right now I've been telling her, but they don't listen to me. You know that. Like, oh, I don't know if you ever have kids.
No. My nephew, for like years, he was like LinkedIn is for dinosaurs, Mick. Like, yeah. I'm not doing it. And then all of his friends started getting it, and he was like, okay, well, how do I get more followers than like my friend George or whatever?
Yeah.
And so I taught him, and now he really does see the value of it. But I think that's a great thing too, is that kids are. They're in a different mode too, like, because networking, as far as we know, won't be the same for a very long time. Right. And I think that was something that was really necessary. I don't know about you, but I used to hate networking because I thought it meant this very, like, I had to perform and I had to be someone that I wasn't, and I had to prove my value to everybody that talked to me. And now we're in a totally unprecedented era of, you know, I'm wearing like slipper, like these duvet things on my feet right now. And I've got a blanket on my lap and my dog is staring at me and probably going to bark at a squirrel. And I love that because now you can actually talk to humans as humans. And if kids can learn how to create, because I still believe so strongly in the value of strong relationships. I still have relationships with some of my first bosses and my first coworkers. If kids can learn the value of creating those relationships, and being grateful and being, and when I say professional, I mean, it's showing that gratitude, right, even with the jobs that suck. Like, I don't know about you, but I worked some crappy jobs growing up and my parents always taught me to like show up with flowers and a card saying thank you. Even if I hated it, they would force me to do this and thank them for the opportunity. And that has served me so well in my life. And just kind of applying that to the business world, these kids are just going to go so far.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to cut that out and shit, send that to her so somebody else tells her and not me. Maybe she'll listen. But I totally agree with everything you just said. And I think that, yeah, people should get started. This is a fun conversation. Where can people go if they want to say, if they need your help or if they want to go follow you on LinkedIn, where should they go?
Yeah, so definitely on LinkedIn. It's Michaela Alexis. It's just Michael with an A. You can follow my company page if you want more training resources. I have all sorts of free opportunities to learn more. I have a free 3-hour course that you can take to optimize your LinkedIn profile. Then I'm also on Instagram if you want to see the, believe it or not, I get more personal on Instagram. the more personal side of Michaela on Instagram at Mick Alexis. And then on TikTok, which I'm most excited about, I snagged the handle LinkedIn Queen, and I feel like absolute royalty because I have never gotten any sort of, I had to fight for years even to get MichaelaAlexis.com because there's a Korean skincare company that snagged it from me. So I've never had any sort of good like handles or URLs. So I'm really excited about that. So if TikTok is the place that you like to hang out and you want to learn through these like quick minute tips on how to do certain things on LinkedIn, then I'm also hanging out there.
I'm going to go follow you on TikTok as soon as we get off of this, by the way. I think I might be. No, I don't know if I am or not. I don't usually use TikTok quite a bit, but I got to get back into it because I know it's important. But we'll link all that up in the show notes as well, like your LinkedIn profile, your website, TikTok, Instagram. Yeah. TheBruceIrving.com is kind of where we keep all the show notes for this. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're driving, just go to our website. It will link up everything Michaela mentioned so you can go follow her. Go follow her. I do follow you on Instagram, by the way. So I do.
I apologize if you follow me on any of the places.
I think you're pretty funny on Instagram.
I don't know. I had one person that said like Michaela is like the most professional on LinkedIn. And then it just goes downhill from there because they followed me on Instagram and then they started following me on TikTok. And they're like, I went down like a Michaela black hole. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's awesome. So yeah, go check out Michaela on all her platforms. You won't regret it. It's pretty fun. Michaela, thank you so much for joining me in the podcast. Don't hang up, but I appreciate you joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. Love and coffee.
Thank you to Michaela for joining me on the podcast. Go check out the show notes, thebruceirving.com for all the show notes for this episode. We'll link up Michaela's LinkedIn profile, her website, as well as her Instagram. Go follow her and check her out over there. Tell her you heard her on the Local Business Podcast. And again, if you want in on the 30-day Instagram challenge, hit me up on Instagram at TheBruceIrving, or you can email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you if you leave a review on iTunes. Very much help the podcast. And if you got anything out of this podcast, if you've learned anything from the previous episodes or this episode or just like listening to the podcast, please do me a favor. Leave me a review on iTunes. So that way we can continue to produce these podcasts for you every single week. If you have a question, email me, hit me up on Instagram. Otherwise, we'll see you guys right here back on the podcast next week.